Support for Artscape comes from Seattle Divorce Services, a law firm with a mission to improve the way divorce law is practiced in the community. The attorneys at Seattle Divorce Services help clients in conflict meet their immediate needs and achieve future security. Information at SeattleDivorceServices.com.
I get a peek of the horror film show while it's still being constructed, which is a good thing. The lights are on, so it's less scary, and there are workers everywhere. EMP's Jacob McMurray curated the show and tours me around.
Do we want to get scared? Is that just a human nature thing?
I think that, you know, fear keeps us out of situations that would normally be very dangerous to us. You know, it's like people have, you know, are scared of heights. You know, people are scared of going out into the wilderness around wild animals. You know, people are scared of, of...
The dark.
The dark.
What's under the bed.
Yeah, exactly.
But if the thought of seeing a horror film scares us, we do it anyways. For the euphoria, for the buildup and release, and because it's a badge of courage.
It's a rite of passage. You go to horror film, you know, horror films with your friends, you know, because you can be there in the safety of the theater and you can survive the film and then laugh about it afterwards.
The exhibit's called Can't Look Away, The Lure of Horror Film. The idea came from EMP's founder, Paul Allen, who's a big horror film nut and a big collector as well. Among the movie props from Allen's collection are Bram Stoker's original Dracula manuscript, the Jason Goley mask from Friday the 13th, and the infamous axe used by the Jack Nicholson character in The Shining. The movie items are displayed in lit-up, medicinal-looking shelves that feel antiseptic.
And cold and scientific, and really trying to emphasize that idea, that contrast between, you know, the irrational and the rational, which is, you know, such a good part of horror.
If you're frightened in a horror movie, don't cover your eyes, cover your ears.
That's Seattle record producer Steve Fisk quoting Eli Roth, the brain behind the bloody thriller Hostel. Fisk composed the soundtrack that hovers throughout the EMP exhibit.
What is it about audio that scares us? Because you would think it would be the gore and the dark shadows and the creature outside of your bedroom window.
A lot of the time what the music does, I mean, the music's involved in the big scare when there's a payoff, like, you know, when the monster comes out or somebody gets their head whacked off or something like that. But a lot of what the music does is set up, so it creates dread or anxiety or apprehension or the allusion to all of the above. Kind of tickles the primordial brain.
Or terrifies it. The movie that scares McMurray, the curator, the most is Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
But it's interesting because there's not any overt bloodshed in the movie. You don't ever really see anything. It all happens off screen. But more importantly, that soundtrack is petrifying because the soundtrack is all these... it's very avant-garde. It's like, you know, chickens squawking and motors, you know, turning. It's so visceral that, you know, for me watching it, I was like, kind of felt a little nauseous the entire time.
To help curate the exhibit, EMP asked directors John Landis, Roger Corman, and Eli Roth to pick their favorite horror films. The exhibit pays tribute to these directors with clips as well as props.
I just got some severed fingers here, too, so these are going to go in the Eli Roth frame over there and that severed foot.
The creepiest thing in here is the torture chair from the movie Hostel, because it's actually an interrogation chair from 1930s Czechoslovakia. Much friendlier are those magical, mechanical hands of that haircutting goth.
Edward Scissorhands, I mean, I don't know if, you know, many people would consider, like, you're like, is that a horror film?
Right, but, right, is that, I mean, but, how could it be horror? It has Johnny Depp in it.
But, well, yeah, that's true. But I think that, you know, that Edward Scissorhands really is sort of a Frankenstein tale. I mean, it was Tim Burton's sort of a, you know, homage to mad scientist movies into Frankenstein. And it really has the spirit of that. Definitely. And especially we display Edward Scissorhands right next to Freddy Krueger's glove from A Nightmare on Elm Street.
But the exhibit isn't just about looking at things. You can sit in a booth and scream and get your photo taken. The booth shows you screaming celebrities and tells you what to do.
A lot of great screamers open their mouths really wide. Also notice the widening of the eyes, the look of surprise. That's called fear.
There's also an awesome art installation that lets you play with your inner monster.
We see our shadows on the wall, and it turns your shadow into monstrous form. And so you can make jaws, You can make little eyeballs.
McMurray says he didn't want this to feel like a haunted house, although the walls are painted a bloody red, and then there's the dimly lit stairwell. You go down, down, down to get into the exhibit, and this is your soundtrack. Okay, that's enough. If you want the full experience, you'll just have to go see it yourself. Florangela Davila, KPLU News.